At a meeting of Southeast Asian nations in California, President Barack Obama is looking to solidify America's leadership role in the Asia-Pacific region. All 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, are meeting with the U.S. at the historic Rancho Mirage Retreat in Sunnylands. Behind the beautiful backdrop, the leaders will take on difficult issues important to the region. Obama hopes to continue his Asian pivot to place more American political and military power in the fast-growing area. The U.S. and China are competing for influence among Asian nations. The talks will include closer relationships on people, trade, and commerce, cooperation against violent extremism, and establishing rules and principles to guide nations on different issues. A main discussion point will be territorial disputes in the South China Sea and China's increasing activities in the region. White House officials said the U.S. will send a very clear message to ASEAN leaders that it opposes China's militarization of the disputed territories and any increase in tensions there. The U.S. is not a claimant in the South China Sea disputes, but it will continue to press for freedom of navigation. The U.S. interest in the South China Sea is the free flow of commerce, said Ben Rhodes, White House Deputy National Security Advisor. The administration says ASEAN is the heart of the Asia-Pacific, and the best way to build a structure for peaceful and legal pursuit of interest. The more that we can establish clear rules of the road for how issues are managed, for how disputes are resolved, the more stable and prosperous this region is going to stay going forward, said Rhodes. North Korea's recent rocket testing is also expected to be discussed at the meeting. The U.S. and ASEAN leaders will discuss how China can help pressure Pyongyang to end its provocative actions. The U.S. and China disagree on North Korea, but the U.S. sees common interest in keeping the Korean Peninsula nuclear-free. We are exceptionally candid in confronting the main differences and tensions that exist between us, said Daniel Crittenbrink, National Security Council Senior Director for Asian Affairs. He said, "Our relationship with China is stable and complex." Daniel R. Russell is Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs. He said, "The ASEAN summit is not about China, but about creating an ASEAN committed to rules and fairness. It allows major countries like the United States and other powers to engage constructively as partners," Russell said. Obama will speak about human rights and democracy at the meeting, but administration officials said ASEAN countries have very different political models and human rights and democracy records. American officials say that countries that show positive movement towards democracy, like Myanmar, will get U.S. support. I'm Jonathan Evans.